Welcome back. I am Evangelist Chutney Hart, and I'm holding a purple flag in my hand. So I had to give my little shout out for my baby. I got on his jersey. It's playoff time in baseball, and that is as much a part of my life as anything else is. So best wishes, Franklinton High School baseball team. We hope you go far in the playoffs. I am so glad you decided to come back and see us this week. We have been looking forward to you. We just want to tell you thank you. You have been amazingly supportive, and we're just excited that we have something that you want to come back and visit us. So we just want to give a heartfelt thank you for coming back to the ditch. I want to talk to you today about a method the post office uses. And a lot, some people don't actually know this. They'll be like me. There was this one time I ordered a chair from somebody in China. I don't know. And it came in a package about this big. But I had so much stuff coming in that I didn't know that the little square was the chair, right? And I opened it and I was stuck with it. And I was trying to go through PayPal and trying to get my money back. They sent me a chair cover, just so you know. But had I been consciously aware that that particular package was supposed to be this gaming chair, then I could have returned to sender and basically refused the package. And if I had done that, it was going to have to go back to the post office free of charge, no shipping, nothing like that. I couldn't open it now. I just had to refuse it. And the post office would return the package back to the original place that it came from. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about return to sender. In Proverbs 18 and 21, it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I want you to understand how much power you really possess in your tongue. I think in the body of Christ, too many times we downplay this scripture. I don't think we put enough emphasis on how powerful this scripture is, because we have a tendency to speak negative things to us. There are many of us that the enemy is bringing negative things to you, but they are not for you. When you are a child of God, when depression shows up at your doorstep, baby, that's not for you. Now, I'm not saying it won't show up. Don't get it twisted. It will try to present itself. Anxiety, stress, just all kinds of negative emotions, or even trauma will show up at your door and try to sit on who you are. You have got to know that you have the power to return to sender. You do not have to accept that package. You do not have to open that package, because once you open it, it's yours and you are stuck with it. You are not stuck with it when you are a child of the Most High. You better return that package back to the sender. Don't you open that package. You are exactly who God created you to be. I don't care if you're a backslider. I don't care if you haven't even made it to Him yet. You do not have to accept what your life is trying to tell you or what your life is trying to give you. If you can hear my voice, it is Jesus speaking to you to let you know, return that back to the sender. You have the power to speak to it. You have the ability to speak life and not death. I have learned that if something negative happens early in the morning, I now have to say, today is going to be a productive day, no matter how negative the thing is. Because when you say it's going to be a bad day, baby, you might as well hold on to your seatbelt. Why? Because the power of life and death lies in your tongue. You have the ability to change your circumstance. You can change your day. You can change your week. You can change your life. It is entirely up to you. I was riding in the car with Micah, and I said, Mike, you know, a few weeks back, they had the big basketball incident when Flage's brother jumped over the bench. And I said, Mike, I want a brother. Now, mind you, I'm about 47 and 48 years too late. Okay. So either way, he said, Ma, Why you want a brother? I said, I want a brother that's willing to go to jail for me, son. Did you see how fast he jumped over those benches? He said, now this is Micah. He said, Mom, you don't need a brother. You got us. I said, I got y'all. He was like, yeah, Mom. He said, your sons will go to jail for you. He said, well, me and Elisha will. And I said, Micah, a mirror go. I said, he not going to go unless he absolutely have to go. I said, but a mirror go. And we kind of laughed it off. But as we kept going down the road, Micah looked at me and he kind of chuckled. He said, well, Elisha will go before I will to let me know that Elisha is definitely going to be the one to take the charge before he does. But nevertheless, I don't have to have brothers because I got a husband and I got those three sons. So I don't have to worry about Flage's brother. I got my own crew that's willing to jump over a bench and go to jail for me. I want you to remember that there is, in fact, safety just beyond the ditch. Until next time, you take care.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.